أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن طائفتان من المؤمنين اقتتلوا فأصلحوا بينهما فإن بغت إحداهما على الأخرى فقاتلوا التي تبغي حتى تفيء إلى أمر الله فإن فاءت فأصلحوا بينهما بالعدل وأقسطوا إن الله يحب المقسطين إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون صدق الله العظيم. From the beginning of the surah up to the last ayat we discussed, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke primarily about the haqq and the rights of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In these ayat and verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the general rights of the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, both collectively and individually. More particularly the last ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about information, the informer who is a transgressor, transgressive in his nature. One single person informs you about something, then you should take steps to try to investigate, and you should not take steps in trying to retaliate or in trying to take revenge against any person or hurting and harming a person. Perhaps one very important aspect insofar as that is concerned also is today the transgressive person does not come to us, but a message may reach us on our cellular phones and other devices. No transgressor has come in front of us, and sometimes we take steps in retaliation, we take steps in hurting and harming other people. So that will also come under the ambit of this ayah, that we should first investigate the message, how authentic it is, whether there is any truth in it, whether there is any falsehood in it, before we take any steps against anyone, and as a matter of fact, before we even send that message to anyone else. So here in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ قَتَتَلُوا, that if two groups of the believers fight, that is amongst themselves, فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا, then our duty and responsibility, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala commands, is that you should reconcile between the two, create peace, create harmony between the two groups. Now here, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala showed us that our responsibility will always be one of reconciliation. Our responsibility will always be one of bringing two groups of people together. Our responsibility will be of bringing two people together. In the time of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Aus and the Khazraj, the two clans of Medina, a little discord had taken place between the two groups, and that was becoming a little bit lengthened, and hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed this ayah to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We also find another incident that a person had married a woman and he did not allow her to go and see her family, and neither he himself would visit the in-laws. The point in time had come when she had become upset. He was also upset, and hence he did not allow her to leave her home even in his absence. And once in his absence, the in-laws, the wife's family had come and they tried to remove her forcefully from the home, and a little discord had taken place between the two families. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed this ayah to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had sent somebody to create unity between the families and to reconcile between them. So here the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا, our first step should be that we reconcile between them. فَإِن بَغَتْ إِحْدَاهُمَا عَلَى الْأُخْرَى, and if one party becomes aggressive upon the other party, فَقَاتِلُوا أَلَّتِي تَبْغِي حَتَّى تَفِيئَ إِلَىٰ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. Now after a person had tried to reconcile, the discord continued, and one party becomes aggressive against the other party, more especially in issues of obedience and disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we should oppose that party that becomes aggressive, especially when they have now moved from the obedience of Allah, they have swayed from the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into the disobedience of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and will continue until they return to the command of Allah Rabbul Izzat. فَإِن فَاءَتْ. Now, very uniquely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if that group now returns to the obedience of Allah, فَإِن فَاءَتْ, if they have returned to the obedience of Allah, both the parties are at peace. In other words, there is no squabbling between them, there is no outward enmity, there is no action that is taking place between the two parties, nothing physical, nothing verbal. But yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا بِالْعَدْلِ وَأَقْسِطُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then reconcile with the two of them with justice and equity. The ulama have written, the mufassirin have written, that even when apparently it may seem that two parties or even two individuals are over with whatever was between them, yet there may be a need of reconciliation, because the human heart is the human heart. That in that heart there may be some form of enmity, there may be some form of discord, there may be some form of rot in the heart that has set in. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to even check that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us even in that state to create reconciliation between the two parties. It comes in a riwayat that once our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving a khutbah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's grandson, Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was sitting, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the narrator says, he looked at us, and he looked at him, and he looked at us, and he looked at him, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that this son of mine will create unity, he will reconcile between two groups that will be at loggerheads with each other. And we find that that had happened in the time of Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that there was discord between the people of Iraq and the people of Asham, and he had brought the two groups together, creating a reconciliation. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the two words, adl and qist, and that means justice and equity. And he comes in one hadith, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had stated, that those people who are muqsitin, those people who have the quality of justice within them, on the day of Qiyamah, they will be made to sit on mimbars, on pulpits that will be made of pearls. In one riwayat, that will be made of noor on the right hand side of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of their justice, because of the fact that they try to reconcile between people. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala, who says that our Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Unsur akhaka, help your brother, zaliman aw mazluman, that brother who is a zalim, and that brother who is a mazloom, that brother who is a wrongdoer, a transgressor, the aggressor, and also the aggrieved. So, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, that we all would understand how we can help the aggrieved, but how would we help the aggressor? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by stopping him from his zulm. Inna Allah yuhibbul muqsitin. Certainly Allah loves those who are equitable and they do justice. Innamal mu'minuna ikhwatun. Certainly the believers is one brotherhood. Fa aslihu bayna akhawaykum. Then reconcile between your brothers. Try and ensure that there is always peace and harmony between them. Wattaqullaha la'allakum turhamun. And fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, create the quality of consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within yourself, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, so that mercies may descend upon you. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.